It's time to enter the doghouse. Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
I am the champ that runs the camp. Showtime! Woo!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, here's Tom Abraham.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And it's not just any Tom Abraham show. It's a Football Friday in the doghouse. That's right. Every Friday is Football Friday. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. It's all about the football music all day today throughout the show. It's all about the football stories we've got in there today. And it's all about it sounding kind of cool to say that it's Football Friday. But mostly it's about that. That's what it's mostly about right there. Mostly about getting our football groove on. Lots of football talking to you. Yeah, baby. Feel it with me now. Feel it. Sing it. What do you mean it doesn't have any words? You can't sing it. You can sing that. I wonder if there's a video that goes with this. I want to see these guys playing it. To see this guy on the X. I wonder if that was even written or if he's just going like, you know, he's just jamming, isn't he? I mean, who could have even written something this perfect in sound? It's gotta be they're just jamming, right? They're just jamming. They're just hanging out jamming. Man, that's sweet. That's your original Monday Night Football music. All right, on the show today, a lot of football, little hoop, and I got some NASCAR mixed in. In fact, I have got a straight up, I mean just straight up, NASCAR, there you go, enough of that. I have a straight up NASCAR fantasy style trifecta for you today. You know, tomorrow night is the Advanced Auto Parts Clash at Daytona. You got pole winners from the past year. You've got former champions, 17 in all, in a 75 lap shootout. So you've got all of that stuff going on. So I'm just saying that you've got, you know, it's a nice way to get things started. It's really a good way to get the season started and get things rolling. So I'm fired up about that. And, basically I'm just looking for your three car team. I mean, that's it. It's a NASCARfecta. Just give me your three car team. Give me names or give me three numbers. Or if you're not sure, ask me who's in it, and I'll help you out. In fact, I'm going to run down the field for you in a minute. I'll just run it down for you here in just a moment. Anybody geeked for the NBA All-Star Weekend? Huh? I said, is anybody geeked for the... Anybody geeked for the NBA All-Star Weekend? No, we're not. Well, the big story is apparently things aren't as hunky-dory as we thought they were with Charles Oakley and James Dolan. Oakley! Oakley, to be honest with you, he now sounds like a racist, is acting like an ass clown. You add in Draymond Green's ignorance, then you mix in, you know, Charles Barkley, who's outstanding with his always enlightened opinion.
I don't think you ever use basketball analogies to compare to slavery when guys are making $20, $30 million a year. I just think that's just stupid. First of all, I think the Knicks have been very disrespectful to Carmelo, but to compare guys making $20, $30 million to slaves is just asinine and stupid.
Asinine and stupid. Testify, Charles. Wait till you hear what Charles Oakley had to say. I'll run that down for you in a little bit as well. Well, it appears that Parkway High School Louisiana coach David Feaster was relieved of his coaching duties. He was fired. That's what that means. I mean, he was fired. And this guy just won't give it up. The Shreveport Times reported days after he appeared in Baton Rouge radio saying that, quote, the only school that can't come to Parkway is Alabama. School officials told the paper that Feaster, quote, was not the spokesperson of Parkway High School, close quote. Feaster has felt like this about Alabama for a while. The Times cited a previous sentiment in 2015 with Alabama being banished from Parkway. Apparently this isn't a new thing, but it was the third or fourth issue with Feaster that ultimately led to his dismissal. He still gets to teach, but this guy won't shut up. After he was fired, Feaster went on to say, most people are going to say Feaster just ran his mouth, but Parkway made it clear to me why they fired me. They can say what they want about Alabama, but Bates cited me for insubordination. He said, you should have checked with me before you banned Alabama. I said, that was 4 years ago. You weren't even a principal here. But he said, I brought so much negative publicity to the school that I had to go. The principal of the school, this Bates guy, Waylon Bates, nice name, Waylon. Anybody named Waylon is good with me. Waylon Bates. Why don't we have Waylon Jennings on Throwback Thursday? Waylon Bates said, quote, Coach Feaster and I do not share the same philosophy or vision for Parkway High School athletics. No word on whether Waylon Bates is a, you know, Bama guy or anything. Has Nick Saban even been asked about this? Is there any chance that Nick Saban would even react to this story? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. You just let that go. Pretty sure he wouldn't say anything about that. So Feinbaum has drawn the ire of Jim Harbaugh as Pete said Harbaugh was cheating by hiring high school coach Michael Johnson just because his son, Michael Johnson Jr., was a top 2019 quarterback recruit. Jim called Pete an SEC water carrier who needs to get his facts straight, which is pretty funny because, look, everyone knows that the guy's name's not Pete.
So I don't know. I can't never remember the guy's name who was real famous with the Alabama Pete guy who had the radio station.
Well, Mike Venterbaum, right? Guess what? I'm on his show later on. I'm on his show at 6 o'clock. So hopefully, he didn't get that sound bite. So I got to do his show at 6 o'clock.
On the Mike Venterbaum show? You gonna be on the Mike Venterbaum show, Ben?
Well, Mike Venterbaum, right?
Mike Venterbaum? Come on, everybody knows that guy's name is Pete. It's not Mike. Smokey's on the floor right now. Come on, Smokey, get back up. You can get back up. Speaking of Smokey, sad news from the wrestling world as George the Animal Steel has passed away at age 79. Jim Myers was his name. Legendary heel for a long time, starting back in the mid-60s. Then he became a face in the mid-80s as the lovable good guy protecting Miss Elizabeth. You remember that back in the day? She passed away years ago. Anyway, George the Animal Steel dead at 79. He taught for like 20 years after he became a wrestling. He was a wrestling icon in the 70s and was still teaching high school sport, whatever the hell he was teaching. He was still a teacher. He didn't retire until the mid 80s. It got so big. If you have an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free, 866-485-9867. We also have that digital doghouse for you as well. The Twitter feed is at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. Text window, 7329-TA-SHOW, 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox, that's open, tom@tomabraham.com. Then, of course, you've got the ump at ump sports on a Twitter. You got Facebook.com/ ump sports. And then you got your, www.umpsports.com. That's all in there. Those things had to go, right? We'll find out here in a moment. Those, Lawler's Barbecue, they had them. Can't be any of that left. Off the top today, we're talking some Country Harbaugh with Chris Cotillo from SB Nation. Spring training games start next week. I'm so stoked about that. At the top of the three, Will Kennedy from WCCB in Charlotte, North Carolina is in with an offseason primer on the Panthers. And how close are they to the Super Bowl team they were a couple of years ago or the cellar dweller they were last year? Plus, we'll get a little NASCAR in with him, you know, because it's Charlotte. In the four, author Gary Myers, who wrote the book Brady v. Manning, is in. Does he, like, need a new chapter now in that thing or what? What's he think? That book came out 2 years ago. And then Teresa Walker from the AP will join us. Talk some Tennessee Titans offseason. Where are they going? Are they making more trades? What do you think? Where are they going in free agency? Are they going after Alshon Jeffrey? What are they going to do? Man behind the curtain, pushing the button, spinning the tunes, answering the phones, making sure that we stay on here. Right there in our ump studios, deep in the bunker. That is Cumulus Broadcasting, Alabama. He's a rose by any other name. He's still a rose scholar. He's the mysterious, the mystical, and the magical one. He's that.
Ball for life.
Yes, he is. Smokey Megaros.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You know, when you're arrogant, makes you complacent, and creates a blatant disregard for doing things right.
I just can't take it anymore.
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Get out of here, Smokey!
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis' trumpet.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap!
I'm gonna kick you right in the groin, Mike.
Say hello to my new friend!
Hey, Smokey Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing quite all right on this Football Friday, big dog. I mean, yes, a little piece of my childhood was gone with the passing of George the Animal Steel. I mean, if you didn't know wrestling, you still knew George the Animal Steel because he was the one that would always take a bite of that turnbuckle and rip it up and just put all that peanuts all over the place. And, I mean, it was a spectacle to watch, and he was an over-the-top character, which was fun to watch back when I was a little boy.
Yeah, he was, and I don't remember him as much as a heel as I remember him as a good guy. You know what I mean? When he became a face and he was lovable and everything like that, he was a good guy. So, you know, that was good stuff. All right, what can you tell me today that I don't know? Give us something new, a little bit of news. What do you got for me?
Well, guess what today is, big dog?
Today is Friday the 18th, 17th, 14th, 17th.
It's 17. February the 17th is also the 54th birthday of the GOAT in the round ball, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Oh, it's today Jordan's birthday? I didn't know that.
And so I decided to bust out find a little nugget that could work here. But Big Dog, do you know that Michael Jordan and two other people are the only three NBA players to score 54 points in a single NBA game?
Say that again. Michael Jordan and who?
Two other NBA players.
yeah,
are the only people to ever score 54 points in a single NBA playoff.
Oh, you
game.
Mean like exactly 54 points?
Exactly.
Or 54 points or more?
No. Exactly 54.
In any NBA game or a playoff game?
Playoff game.
In a playoff game. The other guys that have scored 54 in a playoff game. Jeez,
One was before Jordan, one was after Jordan.
How about the Wilt the Stilt? You'd have those kind of games.
No Wilt.
How about Bird?
No Bird, but you're on the right team now for the one before Jordan.
How about, oh gosh, was it before Bird? Or was
it
when
before
Bird was
Bird.
Playing? So was it back in the, like Bob Cousy or back in those days?
I'll give you the date. April 1st, 1973, and the team was against, the Boston Celtics played the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
It wasn't JoJo White, was it?
No JoJo White.
It wasn't Tom Heinsohn.
No. Bigger name than that.
Bigger name than that. It wasn't Cornbread Maxwell. He was later than that. It wasn't Robert Mellon Parrish. He was later than that.
His name is part of a very, very famous cut in Boston Celtics history.
Part of a very you lost me on that one. And the other guy is since him?
Is past Jordan. But the one before him was John Havlicek.
Oh, geez, John Havlicek, yeah. Havlicek stole the ball. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Hondo. Why didn't I think of Hondo? I should have thought of Hondo. All right. And then after Jordan, somebody scored.
I'll give you the date and the team against.
Okay.
It was May 9th, 2001, against the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
May 9th, 2001, against the Raptor. Dwayne Wade.
Wade was at Marquette at the time.
In 2001, it was at Marquette?
Right.
All right, I have no idea.
That would be the answer, Allen Iverson.
Oh, the answer?
Which, get this. The 54 points, though, is Jordan's sixth highest scoring effort in the playoffs all time.
Wow. That's I didn't realize he had that many games, you know, over in the 50s in the playoffs. What's his high in the playoffs, 60?
That would be 63 against the Boston Celtics in 1987? Hold on.
Wow.
86, my bad.
Macros. Crazy stuff there. Hey, Smokey, did you see that the Detroit Lions, they've got new uniforms this season. They'll be rolling out their new gear before the draft in April. And if the new logo is any indication, this could be really good. They've announced, the Lions announced that they removed all the black trim from the gear. All the black, there will be no black in this gear. And if you saw the new logo, yeah. They rolled out the new logo last week, and if you saw the new logo, it's restored the way it was, just Honolulu blue, you know, the lion in Honolulu blue with totally gray trim. Now, they're not going 100% back to the Barry Sanders uniforms, but I bet they're going to be really, really close to the Barry Sanders uniforms. I'm afraid they won't have real football numbers because Nike never lets anybody really have football numbers, but I'm stoked about it for the Lions, man.
I think a little white trim wouldn't be too bad with that, though.
Supposedly, yeah, it'll be white, there'll be Honolulu blue, there'll be silver, and, Rod Wood, who's the team president, yesterday, he said, we worked very closely with the league and Nike in designing the uniforms, had several different options presented to us before we finally settled on the one that we'll unveil on April 13th before the draft. Well, that's 2 weeks before the draft. I think you'll be pleased. I think the fans will be pleased. The revised uniform includes a new home, a new road, a new alternate, and a color rush ensemble. The team revealed the logo with black completely gone, and they announced that they completely removed black from our brand identity. Nice. I'm stoked for them. I think it's good. I mean, you look at the uniforms that Nike has done since they've arrived on the scene. They redid the Dolphins. Bad. They redid the Browns. Bad. They redid the Jags. Bad. They redid the Chargers. Okay. They redid the Vikings. Better than they were, but not as good as the Vikings uniforms used to be, you know, throwback ones. They redid the Buccaneers. Bad. And they redid the Seahawks. Okay. I mean, that tells you something right there. Hopefully this will be a hit. Hopefully they'll get it right with this one. All right, let me get to the lines. Wolverine Dan is up first. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
was telling Mike before we got on the air here, you know, yesterday wasn't a good day, Tom. You know, my day off, the work be like a dog. I get back to the office, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to give him go home, you know, and get, you know, cleaned up, go see my brother-in-law, my mother-in-law. I hadn't seen in 6 months because they're here. They came back down from Michigan, and they sent me back out for 2 more hours. Lord have mercy. I was tired. I got off work last night. But you know what, Tom? It was all right because 8 hours of time and a half and 2 hours of double time. And then I got home. Guess what was sitting on my kitchen table? The mail. Yeah, thrift savings, baby. I opened it up and I went, whoa! Donald Trump is the man. Put money in my retirement. Wow, it jumped up immensely. 6 digits, baby. I'm a happy guy.
Listen, 10 hours, that's all? I mean, that's a short day. That's all you have to work is 10-hour days? That's not bad. Geez, I'd give anything to work a 10-hour day.
Yeah, but the 2 hours they sent me on, they gave me a young part, youngster side, meaning was all walking up and down the historical district in Athens, up and down those steps. I'm an old guy, man.
I hear you.
At the end of the day, my knees were burning, brother.
I hear
you. Hey, Maine's in blue. Honolulu Blue, it's always good to be a Detroit fan. Come on, it is what it is. I'm not crazy. I like the jerseys they had last year. I liked them. Now they're going to change them to something else. I guess what I'm saying to you, Tom, you got my number. Send me that picture of what it looks like. I'd appreciate it. And are we still doing the trifecta?
I just said we're doing a trifecta. We're doing a. It's a NASCAR trifecta today. I'm on three cars for tomorrow night in the, in the race tomorrow night, which is the Clash at Daytona, the Advanced Auto Parts Clash at Daytona, all the pole winners from last year. Do you need any names?
No. You gotta go with number one. It's my Michigan man, Kozlowski.
All right, so we're gonna give it a two car. All right, what else you want? You get three cars.
Yeah, I understand. You know what? I'll go with the old 48 Jimmy Johnson, baby.
Now you got JJ.
And here's the third one is the one that's difficult for me. Ooh, I forgot who won it last year. Who won it anyway?
Who won the what? The Clash or the championship? Jimmy Johnson won the championship. I don't know who won.
Give me Logano. I like that guy.
Yeah, Logano.
He's a good one. He's a good dagle behind the wheel. I like that.
Well, he's also running a Ford, and I know, you know, Michigan, you probably like that too. So, so we'll give it Logano. All right, man. You're in.
Anyway, so I get off early today. I'm able to see my family. I'm excited about. We're going to go to Greenbrier, Tom, and get some hush puppies.
Nice. I have a puppy for me.
Man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Let me knock out Undertaker. Undertaker, what do you got for me?
Hey, welcome. I got my tickets yesterday to the hockey game. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Beautiful.
I'm hopefully bringing a new convert with me.
Nice.
So, I want to get on this trifecta real quick.
All right, give me three cars.
Give me J.J., Earnhardt Jr., and Harvick.
It's a good team. It's a solid team right there, man. All right, we got you in.
Talk to y'all later. Have a great weekend.
Harvick running a Ford for the first time this year. Woody Anderson Ford. But Harvick will be running for Stuart Haas. All right, let's get a break in here. We'll come back talking some baseball next. Chris Cotillo is in from SB Nation right after this on the Tom Abraham Show on a Football Friday in the Doghouse at 730-1039. The Ump.
730 and 1039. The Ump. More sports. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Everwood Treatment, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Last night at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa, Coach Christy Curry's Alabama Crimson Tide posted a 65-57 win over the Tennessee Lady Vols. It gives Alabama its fourth win in Southeastern Conference play this year and improves the Tide's record over
overall to 16-9 on the season. Coco Knight led the way for Alabama. She had 18 points and 8 rebounds. The Crimson Tide would get 16 points and 9 boards from Hannah Cook, and Ashley Williams led the Tide on the glass with 11 rebounds. Coach Avery Johnson's Alabama men's basketball team will play host to LSU on Saturday. 2:30 is the tip time at Coleman. Airtime on the Crimson Tide Sports Network will begin at 1:30. I'll have more in a moment.
Everwood Treatment, an Alabama-based family-owned company, has been supplying quality pressure-treated lumber for over 30 years. As the official pressure-treated lumber of Alabama Athletics, we know the real work is done before game day, so you can trust us to give your team the best chance to succeed. Visit EverwoodTreatment.com for a genuine, womanized residential outdoor dealer near you. That's EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, your treated wood source.
The Alabama baseball season and the Greg Goff era get underway tonight. Sewell Thomas Stadium, Alabama playing host to Presbyterian College. Radio coverage on the network begins at 4:55. Also tonight, the 6th-ranked Alabama gymnastics team will host number 17, Auburn. The meet starts at 7:30 at Coleman Coliseum. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Everwood Treatment, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Lawler's Barbecue is celebrating their 39th birthday through the end of February. With 10 locations to serve you, there's always something delicious right around the corner. Come in today for our succulent ribs or rib plates. Or how about our slow-cooked pork? Get a lunch bag to go. Or our famous pork plates. And everyone loves the stuffed potatoes at Lawler's Barbecue. Celebrate the 39th birthday of Lawler's Barbecue through the end of February. And we love saving you money. So this Friday morning at 9... get your $50 gift certificate for $25 for the sweet deal of the week. The half-price sweet deal never tasted so good. This Friday morning at 9, log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Lawler's Barbecue for $25. Delicious ribs and rib plates, slow-cooked pork, and those famous stuffed potatoes. It's the 39th anniversary of Lawler's Barbecue. Log on to umpsports.com.
Do you enjoy your current sales and marketing job, or is it just a job? Can you truly make both good money and a difference for your clients? Cumulus Huntsville, operators of WZYP, WVNN, WHRP, The Ump, and Nash Icon, are looking for experienced sales professionals who are creative, persistent, and knowledgeable about today's business climate. If you want to work in a fast-paced, fun environment with excellent benefits and earning potential, apply online at Cumulus.com or call 256-830-8300. Cumulus Huntsville is an equal opportunity employer.
Madison RV Supercenter is having their annual RV show and sale February 13th through the 18th with interest rates way down and discounts way up. Now it's the perfect time to choose your new RV. With the largest selection of latest models in the area, there's no need to go anywhere else but Madison RV Supercenter. Free parking, free admission, free food. Madison RV Supercenter is the only place to get your new RV, and the annual RV show and sale is the right time to buy. Don't miss this event. Madison RV Supercenter annual RV show and sale. Brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected with Hum by Verizon. Visit hum.com today.
A good supply of sunshine this afternoon. The high today, 67 degrees. Clouds moving in tonight, the low at 48. And tomorrow, a cloudy day with a few periods of rain likely, the high 61. Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny and very mild. Highs between 71 and 74. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
W-U-M-P. The Ump.
Well, it is Football Friday in the Doghouse. That means all football music. Hopefully, Chris Cotillo is not offended by that because it's Football Friday. Even though we're talking baseball and NASCAR and football and all that stuff today with a little bit of hoop in there, It's our tradition. We've been doing it forever on Football Friday as we play football music. So that's just the way it's going to be. I could have played like, you know, Meet the Mets or the Cubs song or the Yankee song or something like that, I guess, but we didn't. Chris Cotillo does a great job for SB Nation covering baseball, and he joins us now. Chris, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm good. You know, if you want to talk football, I'm a diehard Patriots fan, so I can talk all day long about that.
I got the Patriots guy coming on later. The guy that wrote the book Brady v. Manning. I'm pretty much figuring that book is done now. I don't think that argument's out there anymore. I think we go ahead and put that one to bed.
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time. I can say that with some confidence.
I would say that. All right, are you now the fact that you're a diehard Patriots fan is going to make me think that you're also a Red Sox guy, right? I mean, even though you're covering everything with baseball for SB Nation, are you a Red Sox guy too?
I grew up a huge Red Sox fan, obviously. I mean, I live about 30 minutes from Fenway. So growing up, I was. But since I've been in this job, it's really, you know, just rooting for people in the game who help me out and rooting for good stories. I know that's kind of like a cliche line, but it's actually been holding true.
Yeah, well, are you in Florida yet?
No, I'm actually not heading down this year at all. I'm a junior at UNC, so can't miss class for spring training.
Oh, geez, I hear you. Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about things. Let's start in the American League. And it seems to be that the Red Sox, you add Chris Sale, and, you know, I look at that lineup, I can't find any holes. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going to go on as far as the DH slot and whatnot, but it looks like they've got things covered from stem to stern. As long as Pablo Sandoval, you know, doesn't eat his way out of the league by May, it's really, really solid. Who could be the strong contenders to take on, you know, that Red Sox team?
Yeah, I think obviously the Red Sox are the favorites in the East. And, you know, that one hole you did mention is third base. And I think Pablo will compete with Josh Rutledge for that spot. And Pablo obviously kind of holds the upper hand based on the contract and what he's accomplished in his career. But I think if you're looking at other contenders, you know, the AL East is a little bit weak. The Yankees are kind of on a bridge rebuild. The Rays made some interesting offseason moves. They might go pick up Matt Wieters still, who's out there. The Orioles, I didn't think, did enough this winter. I think Toronto is really the other team you look at in the East. But for the whole league, the Astros are a very strong team after, you know, they had a lot of talent and they added a lot this year. Brian McCann, Josh Reddick, Carlos Beltran. You know, maybe if they can add a high-end starter like a Chris Archer or maybe – you know, someone like that. I know they've been trying to do that all winter. That would really put them over the edge. And then obviously the Indians winning the league last year and coming out and getting probably the best free agent to change hands this year and Edwin Encarnacion. So I think really looking across the board, I'd say those four teams, the Jays, Astros, Indians, and Red Sox are the class of the American League.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the Yankees, work came down at Tyler Austin, broke his foot. Of course, they had picked up Chris Carter, but I don't think that's the way they wanted to start things out in spring training. And if, you know, if Greg Bird can come back and if the, you know, Aaron Judge comes around, I mean, they got a lot of homegrown guys, but, you know, most people have them picked closer to the bottom of the AL East that they'll be down there, you know, battling out with the Tampa Bay Rays, probably, behind the Baltimore Orioles. Is there anything they could do to surprise to be a story by the All-Star break?
I think it's a very different Yankees team than we're used to. We're seeing, you know, a farm system for the first time in a while. We're seeing a team that has some high-priced guys, obviously, and Ellsbury's still there, and Sabathia is at the end of that deal, and obviously they made the huge move for getting Aroldis Chapman back in the winter. But there are a lot of homegrown, you know, young players who will develop. Obviously, we saw Gary Sanchez do what he did in last summer, and now you have guys like you mentioned, Judge and Bird and Austin when he gets back from injury, and it's going to be, I think, a much different Yankees team. They're you know, committed to the rebuild last year at the trade deadline. They traded away Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman only to get Chapman back and got a lot of young pieces that I think will be interesting to see if those guys can really perform, obviously, on a huge stage.
If there is a surprise team in the American League that would jump up a little bit, I mean, you know, are the Twins coming? Are Seattle Mariners finally going to do something with, you know, they've had Robinson Cano there for a while, or King Felix, if he can get things going. You know, who would be a team that you think could surprise in the American League?
I definitely think Seattle's the one. And it might not be that much of a surprise just because, you know, they've been trending in the right direction for a while. And obviously have a great core of Nelson Cruz, Kyle Seager, Robinson Cano, Felix, all those guys that you mentioned. They made, I think, something like 912 trades or something over the winter to really change things up there. Got creative to get Gene Segura, who had a great year last year in Arizona. They had to give up Taiwan Walker for him, but really kind of overhauled that entire roster, got creative, got Drew Smiley for the rotation. And I think that they, you know, will be a strong competitor for the Astros in that division. The Rangers, I don't see really at this point. The Angels have made a lot of veteran additions lately, but I don't know if they're really going to contend. And Oakland obviously will fill out the bottom of that division. So I think Seattle is a good candidate.
Let's talk a little bit about the National League and Chris Cotillo with us from SB Nation. Of course, we are a Braves affiliate, as is every single radio station in the South, I think, is a Braves affiliate. I think it's a rule or something. You got to be a Braves affiliate if you're somewhere around down here. You got the biggest network, I think, in all of baseball. Having said that, they go into the new building. This isn't the way it was supposed to be exactly. They were horrific at the beginning of the season last year. They did play better as the season wore on. But there are starting to be some signs that maybe, you know, that, you know, as the season goes on, they're going to be a better team. But what do you think the fate is of the Braves, this year? Can they at least be a 500 team? Will they approach 80 wins this year?
I think somewhere in that range is reasonable. Obviously, I think you're looking at a really interesting case in that division where the Phillies and the Braves are both kind of in that same, you know, tail end of a rebuild, starting to turn the corner and do kind of a bridge year. Both of those teams, you know, have a lot of veterans and a lot of guys who are under control only for a year. I think we'll see a lot of trade talk at the deadline with those teams if they're falling out of it. But I think, you know, the Braves obviously think that their window to contend is – they think they have a shot. Obviously, they wouldn't have gotten Brandon Phillips and some of these older veterans if they didn't. So they're going to be a tough, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys on that team battling for spots. They have a lot of depth, a lot of veterans, a lot of young guys. So I think it's an interesting storyline to watch. And but obviously, the class of that division I expect will be the Nationals and the Mets. The Marlins, I think, are a good young team, but the loss of Jose Fernandez and what happened in September is something that is just a huge, huge loss for that team on and off the field. And obviously, guy is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and you just can't replace that. So I think in that division, you probably go with Washington and the Mets. Still,
it is. Yeah, it is brutal. I mean, for the Marlins, and you know, you can't say that they're necessarily snake bit because they have won a couple of World Series titles in their relatively short history. But, you know, they just start hanging on to guys as opposed to a lot of people thought by now Fernandez would be gone. Giancarlo Stanton will be gone, and they start hanging on to guys. They got their building, and then they have this happen. They have the All-Star game there this year. You know, I think there'll be a lot of sentiment with them, but I don't think they could break through that Nationals-Mets thing, depending on the Mets' health, right? I mean, the Mets have to be healthy. They've got like eight guys coming back off of significant injuries. You know, they have to be pretty healthy to probably track down this national team that's had so much promise, thought they might have made a World Series by now, and, you know, they're still kind of waiting to get over the hump.
Yeah, the Mets, I think, really, if you look at what they did this winter, they went out and they did what they really needed to do and re-signed Cespedes, but there's no improvement, you know, outside of that. They re-signed their relievers, Jerry Blevins, Fernando Salas, but they didn't make really any additions at all to the Major League roster of someone that wasn't previously there. So I think fans in New York are I always say the Mets fans are the ones who are the loudest on Twitter and mentions, and I think I was asked the question, are the Mets going to acquire Troy Tulowitzki probably over 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago. I just think, you know, it's obviously comes down to the health, as you mentioned. There's a lot of guys. They have potential to have the best rotation in baseball, and then they have, you know, not a lot of depth after that. So kind of surprised they didn't go make a move for a veteran starter, losing Bartolo Colon, kind of just lose a little bit of depth there. And I think, yeah, as you said, it comes down to the health, basically, and that will really determine the fate of that team.
David Wright, I mean, his body's just been, you know, deteriorating over the last few years. I would assume, obviously, he's penciled in to be that everyday third baseman, but do they have a plan in place? Because, you know, if that guy plays 100 games, it'd be a miracle.
Yeah, it's been tough to see, you know, a guy who's been the face of a franchise for that long breaking down like this. I think Jose Reyes is a guy who quietly after all his off-the-field incidents and getting signed by the Mets, kind of quietly had a productive year for them. He's under contract again, very cheap for this year for the Mets. So I think he's an option to look at. I think overall, as I said, just a team that didn't make any improvements when they kind of needed to add some depth just across the board.
And Vegas has the Cubs at, I think, 94 wins over and under. To me, that seems light. I mean, I tell me how they're not 100-win team again next year in a day and age where we don't see a lot of 100-win teams. But unless you don't believe in John Lester and Jake Arrieta, that they could start to break down a little bit. But it sure does look like a wonderful lineup and potentially another 100-win team.
Obviously, yeah, they're the favorites in the National League still and the rotation they have. They made some moves that are really interesting. Could be some good bounce-back candidates. I think Brett Anderson, if healthy, is a great addition to that rotation. Obviously, the big question mark is Brett Anderson ever healthy? And getting Koji Uehara for the bullpen, John Jay to fill in there in center, and really solidifying that bullpen, going the cheaper option, getting Wade Davis was their big move. So I think, obviously, the Cubs are still the favorite in the National League. And they're going to have a lot of opportunities to beat up on teams like the Brewers and the Reds in their own division. So I think 100 wins is a very realistic expectation.
I know some people think the Brewers are on the come a little bit, though, that they might be a little bit, of a scrappy team. The Giants missed last year. They're supposed to win last year, weren't they? Don't they always win in the even, years? Mm-hmm. I thought 2016 would have been their year. Do they have anything to run down the Dodgers in the West?
The Giants, I was just writing about them earlier. They signed Aaron Hill to a minor league deal today. So just kind of looking at the composition of their roster, there's a lot of depth there. And I think you just kind of saw a changing of the guard in the bullpen that was a little bit late. I think maybe a year earlier would have been better. But Javier Lopez retiring, Santiago Garcia going back to the Athletics, and obviously Sergio Romo changing over to the Dodgers. You have, Mark Melancon come in as a big free agent signing, a guy who really will solidify the end of the bullpen, which was the team's big issue last year. A ton of blown saves, not sure the exact number, but the Giants, obviously, across the board, have a fantastic organization and will be a contender. Obviously, the Dodgers will be, too. It's kind of just those two teams there and a very interesting division with what Colorado's been doing this winter as well.
And it's a zero-sum world, so in a year when the Cubs win the World Series, the Cardinals miss the playoffs, which is kind of weird. They had won the division 3 years in a row and were a wild card before that. Do they bounce back in a big way, or how far off are they?
It just depends on, I think, again, another team with some names there in the rotation, but you don't really know what to expect. Losing Alex Reyes, who pitched really well last year, was a real tough loss for them. Day one of spring training goes down with Tommy John, and they're not planning on making outside additions. So you're looking at a team that's going to have Michael Wacha or maybe Trevor Rosenthal in a starting role there behind their guys, Martinez and Wainwright. There's obviously a question mark at this point. So there's some question marks there. I think, again, they're going to be able to get wins against those teams that I mentioned. And I'm not personally sold on Milwaukee, so being able to play Cincinnati 19 times, Milwaukee 19 times will definitely help their record, but I don't think it'll be enough to catch up necessarily with those Cubs.
Seems like a front-loaded National League, so I'll ask you the same thing I asked you about the American League. It's the All-Star break, and we're talking about surprise first-half teams that are in the conversation. Is there a team in the National League that is not the Nationals, Mets, Cubs, Cards, Dodgers, Giants, that could jump up and be a part of this deal?
Yeah, I think as I mentioned, Miami is a team that I think has a chance if they're able to, rally together. The pitching staff is a question mark, and the same kind of goes for Colorado. Made the big splash of getting Ian Desmond and really don't have a spot for him. But I think the key for Colorado will be if they can move one of their outfielders, whether it be Charlie Blackman or Artur Parra, maybe, I know they don't want to trade Carlos Gonzalez, but if they did, for a frontline starting pitcher, a guy who's major league ready, that's the only way you're ever going to get big time starting pitchers in Colorado is either draft them or trade them because there's no free agents that are going to go there. And so you're looking at a team with a lot of offensive potential. And if they can get an arm or two for that rotation to add to a mix of some pretty good young guys, Jeff Hoffman should be joining that soon and some other guys, Kyle Freeland. There's some hope for Colorado to trend in the right direction.
Very solid work, Chris. You're a Red Sox guy. I'm a Yankee guy. We were able to get through this. Yeah, I'm encouraged here. I'm really encouraged. Great work. Hopefully we can bring you back on the show and talk some baseball. I love baseball. It's right there, right behind football for me, and I look forward to talking to you again as things start to unfold here.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. I mean, he may not want any part of me. You know, you heard I'm a Yankee. I mean, he might be like, ah, forget about that guy. Let's grab a break. When we come back, phone lines are open if you want in. 866-485-9867. And a Crimson Tide hero in hot water. We'll talk about that right after this. It's a Tom Abraham show. 730-1039. Donk.
The Ump. WUMP 730 and 1039. The Ump.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Jets corner Darrell Revis had himself a night. Revis Island or Rikers Island?
Island.
Sandbar's more like it after being charged with four felonies and a misdemeanor after he and a friend may have put a couple of dudes to sleep during a fight in the street in the middle of the night. Two felony counts of aggravated assault, one felony count of robbery, and another for conspiracy, plus a misdemeanor count of terroristic threat. A terroristic threat? Did dude go Hans Gruber on these guys? Did he threaten to bomb the embassy? Who made that arrest? Jack Bauer? I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what happened. And importantly, being charged does not mean he's guilty. Not guilty of the charges, but perhaps guilty of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. 2:43 a.m. If you're anywhere but in your own bed at 2:43 a.m., you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm Jim Rome.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath. In the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 7000. That's Harry's.com, code 7000 to get your free trial set.
Of a flopper.
Right now, there's no better time to take control of your skin. So if you haven't tried Proactiv, then now's your chance. Because I'm hooking up our listeners that call now. Here's the deal. You can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days, and it ships free. That's two full months to use America's number one acne brand. And it comes with their clear skin guarantee. If you don't see clear skin, then you don't pay. That's right. Return the bottles, even if empty. That's how confident Proactiv is that you'll love your skin. Grab your phone and call 800-644-2547 now. It's the finely milled benzoyl peroxide that gets deep into pores to help stop acne-causing bacteria in its tracks and prevent new breakouts. So pick up the phone and dial 800-644-2547 to snag a risk-free trial of Proactiv. Plus, they'll send you their ultimate trio of bestsellers like their amazing blackhead dissolving gel, free. Don't wait. This hookup comes with free shipping, but not for long. Call now, 800-644-2547. 800-644-2547. 800-644-2547.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is The Ump.
Welcome back to Tom Abraham Show. Lines open. You want to jump in now? You can do it. Hoover Police responded at 8:04 last night to a possible domestic disturbance that was occurring at Hyatt Place Hotel. And a second call was received at 8:05 reporting yelling coming from one of the guest rooms, according to Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector. Responding officers arrived on the scene at 8:08 and were escorted to the source of the disturbance by a hotel employee. It was former Alabama running back Trent Richardson, who was arrested in Hoover. Officers were able to make contact with Richardson and an adult female who were involved in a domestic altercation. Rector, after interviewing both parties, it was determined that the two individuals had been arguing earlier while at the Walmart on John Hawkins Parkway, and that the dispute continued after they arrived back at the hotel. At some point, the situation turned physical. The female sustained injuries, scratches, and bruising about her face. Hoover Fire Department paramedics were dispatched to check the victim's injuries. She was treated on the scene. No further medical attention. Trent Richardson was jailed. It says that as of, and this happened last night, it says that as of 2 o'clock, right at the start of the show here, he remains in jail with bond set at $1,000. You would think he would make that pretty quick. But so Trent Richardson's gotten himself jammed up. Hate to hear that. Hate to hear it for the woman. You know, it's the most cowardly thing ever that a man could do, is strike a woman. I hate it. All right, let's go to the lines. Austin is in Hazel Green. Austin, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Tom? How you doing, man? First time calling.
Oh, wait a minute, a first timer? Where's my guy? He's just sitting. He's sitting over there in the. Where I got him here somewhere. Hang on a second. I gotta find my guy here. I don't know where he is. Usually, I break out a little bit of Nature Boy, and I don't even know where he is. It's been so long since we had a first timer. I don't even know what happened to Nate. But anyway, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. It's Friday.
It's always good on a Friday. Now, have you been listening to the show for a while, or is it just your first time hearing us, or what?
Yeah, I'm on your Facebook, I'm on Twitter, everything, man. I've been listening to you for a long time, even through the interruption.
Woo! All right, so going back in the day, jumping around different stations and everything else. All right, good.
Yep, the 97.7 days. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. So you want to jump on this trifecta? What got you to call? That's what I want to know. What got Austin to call the show?
NASCAR, man, it's getting ready to get the season going. Earnhardt's coming back. I'm fired up.
And I tell you what, I hope this is something that's going to stick a little bit, because he's one, fender better away, I think, from calling it a career. I got to be honest with you. I hope it's not the case.
Yeah, man,
but man, if he brushes the wall,
yeah,
if he brushes the wall, he might be done. But do you have a backup guy ready? Because I've been an Earnhardt guy. I was a senior. Dale Earnhardt was my guy. Petty was my guy. And then Earnhardt was my guy. And then Junior was my guy because his daddy was my guy. And I'm preparing. I'm just trying to sort through these guys. I don't know if I like Austin Dillon. I don't know if I like Joey Logano. I don't know if I like the kid, Bill Elliott's kid, Chase Elliott. I don't know where I'm going yet. You know what I mean? So have you got a guy? Are you ready?
I'm most likely going for Chase Elliott, but I'll side with Harvick for a while, and then I'll probably move over to Chase Elliott.
I like the way Harvick runs. He's old school. You know, he's like that. I think now with the retirement of Tony Stewart, I think that Bill Elliott or Kevin Harvick is probably that next guy that has that kind of old school attitude.
Oh yeah, I think another guy that's going to be really good this year with that 14 car is going to be Clint Boyer. He's one of those guys, he won a lot of races back in the day. When he's driving that 07 car for Richard Childress, and then he kind of had that little, a few years there where he's kind of going between these little small, kind of lower funded teams. And Now he's back with a big team. So I think he's going to be pretty good.
All right, give me your three-car team.
Well, I would go with Earnhardt Jr., but he's not going to be in this race. It's going to be that kid Bowman that ran for him last year. And then Junior's going to run a 500. But I got to go with the typical restricted play guys other than him. So I'll go with Jimmy Hamlin first, and then give me JJ, and then give me Kevin Lassen.
All right, you're in, man. It's a good job by Austin getting in under the wire. All right, when we return, Will Kennedy talks Panthers and NASCAR next, right here on the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039. The Amp.
WUMP Sports Radio. The Op.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-350-8989. That's 1-800-350-8989. 1-800-350-8989. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Lawler's Barbecue is celebrating their 39th birthday through the end of February. With 10 locations to serve you, there's always something delicious right around the corner. Come in today for our succulent ribs or rib plates. Or how about our slow-cooked pork? Get a lunch bag to go. Or our famous pork plates. And everyone loves the stuffed potatoes at Lawler's Barbecue. Celebrate the 39th birthday of Lawler's Barbecue through the end of February, and we love saving you money. So this Friday morning at 9, get your $50 gift certificate for $25 for the sweet deal of the week. The half price sweet deal never tasted so good. This Friday morning at 9, log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Lawler's Barbecue for $25. Delicious ribs and rib plates, slow cooked pork, and those famous stuffed potatoes. It's the 39th anniversary of Lawler's Barbecue. Log on to umpsports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-350-8989. That's 1-800-350-8989. 1-800-350-8989. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at getschooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck.
I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I believe in you. Just four simple words. But to a child in need, they mean the world. When you become a child sponsor with Save the Children, you're saying, I believe in you. You're worthy of good nutrition, quality health care, and education. Visit sponsor.savethechildren.
WUMP Madison. W28OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The